We're just hours away from the moment the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs hit the gridiron, and the anticipation is high. For the first time in a Super Bowl, two black quarterbacks will face off against each other. We've also got two brothers playing on opposing teams and a head coach who's looking to beat the team he once led. For most fans in Philadelphia and Kansas City, though, it's all about the excitement of a possible win. So here are two reports from two cities where victory is already in the air.
I'm Laura Benchoff in Philadelphia, where there's a line out the door at Mr. T's screen printing and embroidery shop.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Go Birds.
Bob Scalia's family business has been so slammed by Eagles fans, he hasn't been able to take a day off in weeks.
I retired on January 1st, and I've been here ever since.
The small storefront is jammed with green and black T-shirts and hoodies, the city's unofficial uniform since the Eagles won the NFC Championship. Scalia says, as a Philadelphian, an Eagles fan, and a business owner, it's been great.
Everybody's making money. Everybody's, you know, everybody's happy. It changed everybody's mood, sort of, you know? Everybody's excited.
Customers are buying up T-shirts that say, "It's a Philly thing," or "Hurts so good," in honor of the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Patricia Brown of West Philly says she's bought about 10 so far.
Three for my son and his family. I got two for my daughter and her husband. I got one for my boyfriend, one for me, and now I'm getting four for my girlfriends.
She sent these pieces of hometown pride to family in Florida and California. Brown says she's doing this despite the fact that she might not be able to watch much of the game herself.
Well, actually, I'm working. I'm working. But, you know, I'll sneak out. I'll be in the lobby. I work at the hotel, one of the hotels.
But she's still going to wear the shirt she bought with a glittery eagle on the front. Eagles fever hasn't just taken over wardrobes. It's also taken over the airwaves. It's nearly impossible to escape the Eagles fight song, "Fly, Eagles, Fly." It's getting covered in pre-K classrooms.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
By a local Ukrainian men's choir. And by seniors playing the kazoo. The city's also preparing for possible victory celebrations. Tow trucks are enforcing a large no parking zone around City Hall. That's where fans converge and cause mayhem after a win. And everything is green, from the lights of the skyscrapers in Center City to the cakes in the grocery store. Outside Gino's Steaks in South Philly, John Mangle and his son Gavin are feeling confident about the Eagles' chances.
They're calling it a close game, but from what talking to everybody and friends, they think it's going to be an Eagles blowout.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl for the first time ever pretty recently, back in 2018. That year, they defeated the New England Patriots. Gavin, who's 14, was just 9 years old at the time, but he says he still remembers the Eagles' pivotal trick play, known as the Philly Special, or Philly Philly.
And I just felt that, like, excitement, that rush, you know, when you saw the win, and how they flew out the Philly Philly and everything. And it was just a magical moment.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl twice in 5 years, Mangle says this city of underdogs is going to be over the moon. Laura Benchoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.
I'm Savannah Holly Bates in Kansas City, Missouri. Here at Union Station, there's lots of excitement for the game. The Chiefs flag hangs in the Grand Hall, the designated Chiefs fan zone where people like 3-year-old Jackson Spencer get to shout their pride.
Go Chiefs!
Jackson's father, Brandon Spencer, is lining up his children to take a photo next to the big 3D Roman numeral 57 display celebrating the Chiefs' appearance in Super Bowl 57.
I have the pictures of me as a child with my mom and dad, and so now to be able to come back and get those pictures of them at that same age, but the icing on the cake is that it's for the Super Bowl.
And little Jackson says he knows the Chiefs will beat the Eagles.
So they're going to be the greatest champion.
That's exactly what Ashley McBride thinks is going to happen, too. She lives in Texas now and says the Chiefs helped put Kansas City on the map. She came back in town to visit family just in time for the Super Bowl.
I just love how we celebrate out here, you know. Really love our team and we go hard.
Over at Gates Barbecue, one of the spots that made the city's spicy and sweet delicacy famous, Owner George Gates says his food may have something to do with the Chiefs' success.
A lot of the Chiefs come to Gates, and so you know that's what makes them win, in addition to hard work, practice, and a good coach and a good team.
He's not the only one boasting. So is Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, who says he dreamed of moments like this.
As a kid who grew up in Kansas City, nothing could be better. And when you talk about this sustained run with Chiefs football, I mean, my God, it's a great time to be mayor.
And a great time to make a wager with Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney over who the winner will be. Gates Barbecue, of course, and other local goods go to Philly if the Chiefs lose. But Lucas says he's certain he'll get the large pizza and six-pack of Philly beer that Kenny promised. And he has a bit of trash talk for the Eagles, too.
We know we're the best, and not in a cocky way, but in a nice, humble Midwestern way, which is we got a darn good team, and we're excited to be able to watch them with all of America this Sunday.
And excited to indulge in a little of that Philadelphia food he sure is coming his way soon after the game. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Holly Bates in Kansas City.